Hey Ralphie Radio Show. So last night, the American Idol finale, we kind of saw a little bit of everything. Fantasia Barrino, a hot mess, Ace Young proposing to Diana DeGarmo, and then, of course, most importantly, Phillip Phillips being crowned the winner of season 11 of American Idol. But despite the big 2 hours with Aerosmith performing its new single and J-Lo's big performance as well, how did it fare in the ratings? In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin.
They dropped from 29 million last year to 20.7 million. Last night.
Wow.
So that's a huge drop in numbers. You lose 9 million viewers. Although, again, you still have 20 million viewers, so they still dominated the night. They are still the powerhouse competition. They always were, but certainly down in the ratings and sort of and following that pattern that we saw all year long. For a lot of reasons, there just wasn't as much buzz about a lot of the contestants. And it's an older show. I mean, you have to admit, it's been on the air for a while. And they have said they are going to tweak things. And of course, last year, there was so much publicity around the new judges, around Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler. So, you know, you almost can't compare the two because there wasn't that kind of buzz about the new judges this year. But still, you mentioned Phillips won, and he's great. He seems to kind of fit in line with a lot of the recent American Idol winners.
Right.
He's the fifth.
Yeah, he's the fifth straight good-looking white guy that plays guitar to win Idol.
But he's great. I think he might even be the best of all of them.
Absolutely. In Touch Weekly, senior editor Kim Serafin here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So, Phillip Phillips winning Idol last night, and the runner up, Jessica Sanchez, a much more pop-inspired artist, kind of in that pop R&B lane, and she's going to be working with a guy that's worked with a lot of other pop and R&B legends, huh, Kim?
Yes, American Idol, Jessica Sanchez. Of course, she is amazing. She's 16 years old, but that voice sounds like it's coming out of a 40-year-old. She's got this incredible powerhouse voice, and it just came out that she's going to be working with Tommy Mottola on her first album. And of course, Tommy Mottola has worked with everyone from Mariah Carey to Gloria Estefan to even Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
So I think if she's going to work with a great producer, this is the guy to do her first album, and he's going to make her into an even bigger star than she is.
Absolutely. And obviously, Jessica getting linked up with Tommy Mottola through Jimmy Iovine, he had mentioned throughout the season that Tommy was reaching out to him about Jessica. So they obviously see a lot of potential in her, and we'll see how her career and the career of Phillip Phillips progresses. In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin, always appreciate the 411. Have a great long weekend.
Thanks. You too, Ralphie.